pilgrims were people just like your mommies and daddies. A long time ago, they came here from far, far away. And today, Thanksgiving, is the day they picked to say thank you for all the good things they had. Like their family, and especially their new friends, the Native American people who helped them when things were really hard. Oh, thank you. So every year we give thanks for our family and friends by getting together for a lovely dinner. There's corn and potatoes and stuffing and pie, and we always have a great big...
You want to put mustard on the turkey?
Well, that's better than slathering it in butter.
Yeah, mustard's for hot dogs, Charlotte. Isn't a cookout. It's Thanksgiving.
Oh, my. That's the story of Thanksgiving. The end. Now paint some more turkeys and I'll be right back.
Dean, can you get that?
Oh. Hello, sweetie.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dee Dee. Where do you want the TV?
Just put it over there by the others.
Hey, Jazz. Hi, Chucky. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, boy. Once we get the satellite dishes up, we're going to be in football heaven.
Come on, Jazz. We got work to do.
Okay, little fella. Now you go play with your friends. Daddy will be right outside.
Why do you guys have feathers on your heads?
We're playing Nicky Americans. Here, you can be one, too.
Do I gotta take my clothes off?
No, I just wear a feather and have a nice big dinner.
And make turkeys.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Who's Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's not a person, Chucky. It's the day we have a big dinner with our family and friends and remember how happy we are.
If you're supposed to have dinner with your family, does that mean we have to invite Angelica?
Great idea, Chucky. You want to come to our Thanksgiving dinner?
Quiet! Can't you see I'm busy over here?
Well, Julie, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without a turkey, and here comes ours.
That's right, Frank. Tom has been...
I don't think she wants to come.
That's okay. We'll make our dinner and find some new friends to eat it with us. Come on.
Please, everybody, we're only going to have one turkey and we'll have to cook it together.
Well, where is the turkey anyway?
Well, Lou said he was getting it, but he should have been here hours ago. Pop! Oh, I was starting to worry about you. You did buy our turkey, didn't you?
I did better than that. I won a turkey. It was the first prize at the Senior Center's Thanksgiving cribbage cavalcade.
So, Mr. Big Riverboat Card Player, where is this miracle boy?
It's being delivered. They said it'd be here by 4 at the latest.
4 o'clock?
No need to thank me, ladies. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go out and toss around the old pigskin with my boys.
Kids, we got ourselves an emergency here. If we don't get a bird in the oven pronto, we might as well call the whole deal off.
I think we'd better make a quick trip to the store.
So do I. Howard, put down that ambrosia and grab the keys. You're driving.
Stu, we'll be right back. Keep an eye on the kids, okay?
Sure thing, Deed.
So what's for dinner, Toppy?
So far, mostly we've got a Reptar cereal and some... stuff. And anybody got anything else?
Oh, Cynthia, wasn't that beautiful?
Angelica, you want to help us make our yummy dinner?
No, I don't want to help you make your stupid baby make-believe dinner. I want to put on a parade.
A parade?
Sure. If Tracy can put on a parade, whoever she is, then so can I. And I'm going to have the biggest and bestest parade ever. Angelica's Thanksgiving Celebration of Angelica! Any babies are gonna help me.
Sorry, Angelica, but we have to make our dinner so we can say thank you for having good friends. Come on, guys. I think I left some crackers under the couch.
Fine! I don't need a bunch of dumb babies to help me make my parade. You'd probably just mess it up anyway. And take off those feathers!
Hey!
Whoa, hey. Whoa.
Who wants to play a little football?
can't, Pop. We gotta get these dishes installed in a matrix by 2 o'clock.
We're gonna be able to watch every game in the country.
So let me get this straight. You'd rather watch a football game than actually play one?
That's right.
You bet.
It's much safer. Oh, great.
I should have had girls.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Look, can't you see a person sleeping here?
Look, I'm sorry to bother you, but I got a turkey here.
So, it's Thanksgiving. You should have a turkey.
Where should I put this?
No, where else does a turkey go on Thanksgiving? In the kitchen.
Thanks.
Young people, they don't know from nothing.
There's something in that box. Hello? What was that?
I think it was a turkey.
Oh, yeah. Are
turkeys friendly? They has to be. My mom says they're a big part of Thanksgiving. I know. Let's ask him to come to our dinner.
But I don't know. He's awful scary looking.
The Native Americans and the penguins look different, but they made friends. Come on, let's go get our dinner and eat outside like the penguins in my mom's store.
Excuse me, Boris. I'm just gonna move the TV.
We can watch the Dallas game on my set. It has the best color.
Hey, you guys. Do you think we could use one of these TVs to watch the highlights of the parade?
Have you seen a turkey?
A delivery man came a little while ago. I told him to put your turkey in the kitchen.
Well, it's not there now.
How can that be?
Because, Boris, my friend, this particular piece of poultry is alive. What do you say? You want to watch football, or you want to hunt a little turkey?
Football? Hunting? But I'll help you look.
That's what I wanted to hear. He must be in this house somewhere.
Finally, one that's actually open.
Nice place to set.
Poultry, back wall. Let's go, girls. Don't even think about it.
It was a good try, honey.
It could have taken her hours.
I know.
Well, now that Betty has experienced the agony of defeat, what do we do about a turkey?
Well, I'm sure if we all put our heads together...
Yeah, sorry, Deed, but that one frost stuff just isn't cutting it no more. From now on, I'm taking care of my own. And that means Betty DeVille's not leaving this store empty-handed.
To help make my beautiful parade, I make the most perfect floats all by myself. Wow! The turkey sure likes Spike.
Go ahead, Tommy. Ask him to our dinner.
Excuse me, Mr. Turkey. We were wondering...
Oh,
trying to ask him to come to our dinner.
Oh. He's coming to dinner, all right. He's gonna be dinner.
But how can he be dinner if he's alive?
He can't. Well, I better go tell the grown-ups he's out here so they can cook him and eat him up.
No, Angelica, he's our friend. We're supposed to say thank you for our friends on Thanksgiving, not eat them.
Yeah! Well, I might keep him a secret if you and your friend will help with my parade. Not yet, babies. We still have to put on the main attraction.
But Angelica...
Tommy, it's getting close to dinner time.
Marshall's back in the I formation. Pitney tries the slate back pattern.
As we approach this magnificent feast...
Hey, I always watch that show.
It's Thanksgiving, Chaz. You can't watch nature documentaries on Thanksgiving.
Parade with our bestest float, the turkey. Oh. Get moving, Chucky. The turkey float is followed by the Cynthia float, which is the bestest float in the world. Did I mention I made it all by myself? And here's the next float. It's called Everything That Makes Angelica Great.
Angelica?
I thought it went on too long.
You did that on purpose, Chucky Finster. You let Spike go so he'd ruin my beautiful parade. Just for that, I'm gonna tell everyone there's a turkey out here, and they're gonna eat him. And I'm gonna help.
Yep. After we landed in Normandy, I got lost in the French wilderness for a week. Didn't speak a word of parlez-vous. By the time they found me, I could catch 15 trout at a time with my bare hands.
So, I guess you weren't fishing in closets, huh?
Would you please turn down that game? I can't hear mine.
Hold on, I got it.
Daddy!
Not that one.
He has a real-life turkey, and I want to have it for dinner.
Not now, dear.
That one.
That's the one I'm pointing at, Stu.
Daddy!
Princess, can it wait? Angel, baby, no, don't. You're killing brain cells. Angelica, stop. Mommy wants you to go to Harvard. All right, what were you saying, Princess?
There's a turkey in the yard, a real live turkey. Here, I'll show you.
Angelica, honey, Daddy has to go back inside and watch a very important football game, okay? But if you see the magic turkey again, just tell your mother.
Oh, we can't just keep hiding him. You're right. We gotta get him out of the yard. I think he's a bird. Maybe he can fly. Come on, everybody. Flap your arms. Show him how. Please fly, Mr. Turkey. If you don't get out of our yard, the grown-ups are going to eat you for dinner.
Hey, maybe he just can't run fast enough, Tommy. When my dad took me to the park to fly my kite, he had to run real fast before he could get it to fly.
Let's try it.
I cannot believe you got the last frozen turkey dinner.
I wasn't the one wasting my time looking for turkey, Franks.
Yeah, well, at least now I can cook turkey my way. The right way.
I don't suppose a little of my French mustard would be worth, say, one franc to you?
Mommy.
Not now, honey. Mommy's negotiating.
Please, can't we all share what we've got? Then there'll be enough for everyone.
You just say that because you don't have anything. I got dibs on the microwave. Not if I get there first.
Ha! You and what army?
Oh, Mommy! We know turkeys don't make good kites. If you'll just come outside, I can show you.
All right, honey, I'm coming.
There, see?
I don't see anything, honey. Is this a cry for attention? Oh, I think this is a cry for attention. Tell you what, why don't you come in with Mommy and help her roll up Rumaki?
Chucky, it's okay. You can come out. It's worked.
That was fun.
Chucky, you're the best snaky American of all.
Well, I'd rather be a dressed-up one.
How will we get Mr. Smirky out of the yard if he cannot fly?
Oh, I don't know, you guys. Spike, what are you doing? Gives me an idea. If we put Mr. Turkey on one side of the teaser tosser and drop something really heavy on the other side,
he'll go into the air
and over the fence.
How are we gonna get him on the teaser tosser?
Now we just put this thing on Mega Nuke for 10 minutes, and voila, instant Thanksgiving.
Field goal.
All right. What do you mean? What are you talking about? They fumbled.
Not that one. That one.
What do you mean they shouldn't try a field goal?
Isn't anybody here hungry?
Okay, Lil, we're ready.
Here we go, Spikey.
What? Maybe you got some indigestion?
Confound it, Boris. That's an old-fashioned Allegheny turkey call. Hey,
hey. Oh, so you act like a turkey? Maybe the turkey comes to you.
I know where there's a turkey.
I don't think Phil's big enough.
We can wait till he's older.
Or we could try to lift Chucky. He's the biggest. What do you say, Chucky?
Could I keep my clothes on?
Okay.
Okay. But just because Mr. Turkey is our friend.
Lil, grab Spike. We're in business.
Spike.
Watch out for the kindler!
So much for dinner.
Yeah.
What's that?
A turkey?
I told you!
That's the thing that ruined our football games!
It ruined my parade!
It ruined our dinner. Absolutely right.
Well, dinner's not quite ruined. We've still got turkey.
Tubby, they're gonna eat Mr. Turkey.
Not unless they eat me first.
What are they doing?
It looks like they're protecting the turkey.
Why would they want to do that?
Oh, maybe they think we want to eat him.
Well, don't we? It ruined our Thanksgiving.
No, this turkey didn't ruin our Thanksgiving. We did. We've spent the whole day arguing about what to eat and what to watch. Thanksgiving isn't about football or food or parades.
Well, you didn't see my parade.
Thanksgiving is about family and friends. And if our children can make friends with this turkey, I think we ought to be able to be friends with each other. So, all of you, apologize to your friends right now.
Thanksgiving. Oh, look at Charlie. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
Dad. I don't know what I did, but I'm sorry.
Fine. Friends I like. But what are we going to eat? Everything is kaput.
Well, looks like our little Native Americans have a suggestion. What do you say, guys? Feel like sharing your chow?
I never thought I'd be so thankful.
I'm just thankful that we're all together.
This is the best Thanksgiving I ever had.
It's the only Thanksgiving you ever had, Lillian.
I wanted to say thankful you guys are my friends.
Yeah, except we're not eating Mr. Turkey.